Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Simon Godwin, Artistic Director of the Shakespeare Theatre Company.
Awesome, and we are talking about the virtual mock trial, which is going to be on June 22nd. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so this is something that you guys have done annually since 1994, I think, or it might even be biannual now. But why don't you, you know, before we get into this year's case and this year's Shakespeare Tech, give me the overview of, you know, how long it's been going on and, you know, what it is, sort of the overview.
Great. Well, I'm just, the mock trial has been going on for a number of years. I arrived in the fall to take over from Michael Kahn, and I saw my first event earlier this year, and it was extraordinary. It was funny and clever and brilliant. It was about Peter Pan. So it's always based on a fictional character from one of the plays that we've produced, often Shakespeare, and this is the first time that we've ever gone virtual. And of course, it's featured an enormous number of amazing people from it's always featured an amazing number of people. So Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has presided at actually 15 Shakespeare Theatre Company mock trials. We've had Justices Alito, Kennedy, and Breyer have all passed the Five Times Club. And we have Merrick Garland, who's appeared before on the as one of the judges this time around.
That's freaking awesome. Okay, cool. So explain now what this year's case, you mentioned the most recent one was Peter Pan. What text are we grappling with this time?
Well, this time we are grappling with A Midsummer Night's Force Majeure, when the show cannot go on. So you'll remember in A Midsummer Night's Dream, there is a group of mechanicals who are rehearsing a play based on the classical story of Pyramus and Thisbe. And the play is cancelled because one of their lead actors, Bottom, has been turned into a donkey, which of course happens in Shakespeare's play. And the trial is going to be exploring, is this an act of God? Who has to pay for all the refunded tickets? The Duke who is producing the show, or the acting company for not having an understudy? So it's a situation, of course, that we know rather well at the moment.
Cool. And then let's break this up into two separate questions. I want to get to the, like you mentioned, Merrick Garland. We'll get to the panel judges in a second. But first, tell me who will be arguing the case.
Okay, great. So the advocates of the case are going to be Abby Lowell from Winston and Strawn and Catherine Rumler, who is a former White House counsel. They're the advocates, and I can run you through who's going to be on the bench as well, if you like.
Yeah, exactly. But before that, tell me sort of what Catherine and Abby, you know, what are their sort of positions in as pertains to the actual story? You know, what cases are they going to each make?
Yes. Actually, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure. I don't know what side they're both going to be on individually. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, I have at least the press release really quick. I know Catherine will be, she'll be the petitioner for Theseus, I think, the Duke of Athens. And Abby will be, active respondent for the playing company contending that turning the lead actor into a donkey is an act of God, and they should not be liable for
okay,
any
great.
Losses. So there you go. All right, cool. All right, well, let's get to the judges then. Who's, you know, the panel of judges, we have actual... you know, titans of the legal world. Who we got?
Well, we've got Judge Merrick B. Garland, United States Court of Appeals of the District of Columbia Circuit. We've got Judge Patricia A. Millett, United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. We've got Judge Naomi Rao and Judge Amy Berman Jackson. So it's quite an amazing group.
Yeah, and I know Garland at least was nominated for the Supreme Court. Even I mean, these are some of the top judges in the country. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
So how exactly does it? I mean, I'm sure before coronavirus this was done. You know, you'd get in the theater and you know you'd all you know there'd be an audience. But tell me how it used to work, and then now how you're going to have to do it virtually.
Great. Well, since the mock trials began in 1994, so they've really been going for a good length of time. They've always been live, and they've always sold out very quickly. So because of the coronavirus, we are now, for the first time, making this event virtual, which means that many, many more people can access the event, because, of course, normally there was a finite number, and now it's pretty much there is no limit. It's going to cost $50 to access the event, but if you are in full-time higher education, it will be free. So it's a big opening of the doors to a new audience, a new kind of experience. Everyone involved will be in their homes, and we're going to be doing a recorded version via Zoom, so you'll get to be very up close and personal with everyone taking part. And I hope it's going to be a pretty extraordinary event.
Now, you said when it's free if you're in full-time higher education. Do you mean if you're a teacher, or is that like a student discount?
If you're a student.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. And just be too, I mean, yeah, I know $50 is maybe more than some they might spend on, you know, a typical show, but explain sort of why it's sort of, you know, we're at a time where when a lot of, you know, actors aren't able to perform, and I know a lot are hurt financially. So talk about how, you know, not only do you get to see a good virtual show, but it also benefits, you know, helping a local theater during a pandemic.
Yeah, totally. I mean, of course, what we're absolutely committed to is surviving the pandemic. And there's been an enormous amount of energy and cost and time that goes into, not least all the extraordinary legal work that goes into preparing the briefs and the judges' time and their preparation. So it's to cover the cost of the event. And, yeah, it's a terrific way of supporting the theater during this period.
Cool. So now, so all the people that are participating, the judges and the, you know, the quote-unquote lawyers here that are defending the case, they're presenting the case, are they, so they're all going to be in their homes, are they going to, you know, dress up in any, you know what I mean, are they going to wear like a judge's outfit, or what's the, you know,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, I think
wardrobe?
Traditionally, I mean, look, I mean, it's all a new frontier, no one's ever done this before, but I imagine that there's going to be some degree of spectacle and investing in the roles. Absolutely, yeah. Certainly, when I saw it last on stage, people were in their robes, and it was an amazing event. So I'm confident that that element of the procedural and the spectacular will still be preserved.
Awesome. Tell me, you know, what just. Why should our listeners come see this? Maybe, you know, explain it for, let's say someone that comes and sees this every time Shakespeare, you know, what makes this new? Or maybe if they've never done it, why should they come check it out?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for the great legal minds to see those great legal minds in action. And as well as it being a very lively and entertaining event, I guess these people are some of the most powerful people in America right now. And so it's very thrilling to have access to them and to see them making their case and to also be a celebration of Shakespeare, where, of course, it's such a beloved play, it's such a beloved scenario, it's a way of experiencing the plays of Shakespeare in a very different light. So you have the double bonus of an amazing glimpse of the great legal minds at work unpacking one of the greatest plays ever written.
Great. And again, everybody, it's the Virtual Mock Trial by Shakespeare Theater Company. It's on June 22nd, 20. It will take place at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. How can they, you said it's $50, how can they sign up? Is there like a link on the website? Or did they receive Zoom invite, or, you know, how does that work?
Well, yes, exactly. I think it's going on the website and buy a ticket and you'll be sent the link and off you go.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything else you want to say before we hop off here?
Oh, no, that's terrific. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show. That's great to hear you.